我可以的吗？
嗯，在学会决定的两座工作点把它工作点别过去切，那工作点把哪样的？那工作点把什么当然的？那就工作点把哪里呀？你中国点把谁啊当？你工作点把谁啊当？你讲蓝天谁去第二个切？那点在的那个嘛，就工作点把什么当然的？那能不能工作点把是能不能拿送往哪些？今天弄啊有动啊，聚会动啊，吃饭就聚动啊，都三百动啊点吧。这动啊就聚饭了，聚会就工作点吧，三百大。那地方也给他的蓝些都是呢，我这个那三百啊，公婆这个哎，娘们叫我落来啊，公婆叫我来，是继续查去。
So this morning we are looking at conventional truths, and so we looked at within conventional truths the vast number of phenomena that are included, so everything except emptiness. So in the context of the Four Noble Truths, the truths of suffering, origin, and the path are all included as conventional truths, as well as the different divisions of suffering, such as the suffering upon suffering, suffering of change, and the all-pervasive suffering of conditioning. So all these are included within conceded truths. And so this is something to bear in mind. So we'll continue with where we finished this morning, looking at the division of conventional truths into two, real and unreal, from the perspective of a worldly consciousness. This term we have, maybe worldly beings we could say, so we have this worldly consciousness. So worldly beings, it can mean, refer to different beings or different categories of beings in different contexts. So it can, for example, refer to people who only think about this life, who do not think about their future lives at all. So that worldly beings sometimes refer to people like that. However, in this context, it refers to all those who have not realized emptiness directly, so all non-Aryas. And that is what is meant here by worldly beings. Just to compare the paragraph at the bottom of 26 and the top of 27. So in general, we don't divide conventional truths into two. So in general, we don't do that. However, it is admissible to do to divide conventional truths into real and unreal from the perspective of a worldly consciousness.
Mm.
looking at what unreal means, and again, just to say, it's unreal, not unreal concealer truth. So unreal relative to the a perspective of a worldly consciousness. So we had a couple of illustrations this morning. For example, if we see a reflection in the mirror, then whilst this appears to be this exactly the same as our face, a worldly being will know that this is not the actual face or the actual object. And likewise, if someone sees the reflection of the moon in a lake, again, whilst the reflection will appear will look the same as the moon, the person will, the worldly being will know that this appearance is not the actual moon. So that is what's meant by unreal. So that was what is meant by unreal. So what is meant then by real, in terms of if we divide conventional truths into two? So real from the perspective of a worldly consciousness is if, for example, when we see a form, any form around us. When we see the form, there is an appearance of true existence to us. So the form appears as if it is not dependent. And this is something that we don't realize. We don't realize that the way that the form appears to us as truly existent is not how the form abides or how the form is in reality. So such an object could be called real. And it's real from the perspective of a worldly consciousness. So this division of real, so this is where ordinary objects, they appear to us as being truly existent, and we believe that they exist in the way that they appear. We don't have the realization that they are an empty of true existence. If we did, we wouldn't be ordinary beings. Then one would be an Arya. But rather, the way something appears to a worldly consciousness, then this is believed and accepted to be true. And then this object is called real. These real objects, they appear to us as truly existent. We believe them to be truly existent. We believe them to exist in the way that they appear. But just because we call them real, it doesn't mean, of course, that they exist in this way.
Mm. 東西東岸岡山的中道的祖地，开始东西祖地上做的东西東岸岡山去了，祖地南岸的，田埔这边南国的，可以讲什么？哦，南岸哪些有嘛的？什么？哦，南岸哪些有嘛的啊？什么？什么？现在讲南岸祖地都南岸哪些去有嘛的啊？什么？什么？现在讲南岸祖地都南岸哪些嘛？因包括多东西東岸岡山的去多出国的，现在看出了祖地养大把切割嘛的。
So whatever object appears to us in this way, appears to us as truly existent, we believe that this is how it exists. So for us, this is real. For us, worldly beings, from the perspective of our worldly consciousness, then this object is real. However, a being who has realized emptiness directly, such an Arya, when they see this, the same object, they will see this appearance of true existence, but they won't believe that appearance of true existence. So therefore, for an Arya being, the same object will not be real.
So
just to reiterate that this division into real and unreal, this relates to ordinary beings, so not to Aryas and the like. So for us, if something appears such as a reflection, we will know that this is unreal, and the worldly beings will all agree that this, the way the object appears is not how it exists. However, those as worldly beings, when we see ordinary objects, so real objects, then they appear to us as truly existent. Then ordinary people like ourselves, we will believe them to be real. In other words, the way that they appear and is the way that they exist. In other words, we'll believe them to be truly existent. And then again, when we're talking about this division of real and unreal, not only is it, do we need to bear in mind that it relates to worldly beings, so those who are not Aryas, but we cannot say it's a real concealer truth and an unreal concealer truth. So this then will relate now to the paragraph at the bottom of 26. The reason you cannot say a real concealer truth is because these two concepts are contradictory. So something that is a concealer cannot be called real. So that's why you can't say, oh, this is a real concealer truth. But what we can do is, from the perspective of ordinary beings, concealer truths can be divided into real and unreal. With real objects, so they appear to our mind and we believe them to exist in the way that they appear to our mind. And so this is why they can be called real, because they appear as true to our mind and we believe that. Unreal, this tends to refer to non-existence, because the way that they appear to us, we don't believe. So that is the key difference between them. So to make an illustration connected with our everyday life, if we are having a huge argument with someone, in the heat of that argument, this person we're arguing with, we'll just think they're full of faults, they're really pervaded by faults, and we'll just think, oh, this person's so stupid or they're so bad, and we'll just see this person as faulty. And we'll go away from the situation, we'll eventually calm down, and then when you think about that person again, you'll think, yeah, sure, maybe in that situation their view was wrong or their behavior was wrong, but this, they do have other qualities as well. They do have other aspects of their personality. And we now won't only see them as faulty, but when our mind is dominated by their anger, then we tend to see this person only as faulty. So a generally form, of course, isn't truly existent, although this is how it appears to us. So for the waveform exists is as empty of true existence, as non-truly existent. So these two are opposite. So either form being truly existent or non-truly existent, these are opposites. So what this means is that so form appears to us to be truly existent. It's not truly existent. We believe it to be. So form is not truly existent. So this is unreal or it's false. However, our worldly consciousness, to which the truly existent form appears, believes it to be so. So from a worldly perspective, we can call it real. But it doesn't mean that in reality, this object that appears to be truly existent is such. So again, so form appears to us to be truly existent, and this is what we're saying from the perspective of a worldly consciousness, it is real, but this doesn't make it real. It doesn't make it real in the sense that the form is truly existent just because we call it real. So let's look at the definition now of ultimate truth. So ultimate truth means emptiness or final reality. So these terms are synonymous. Ultimate truth, emptiness, and final reality.
Tartuk 지나 죄지기 테마라 병도다 동의도 그 테마로 읽고 그러고 지나 다도 죄지기 테마라 병도 동의도 로세 고고
So we start with the definition. So it's divided, as we saw earlier, in the same way as the one for concealer truths. An object found by a valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate. So the ultimate here refers to emptiness. So that is the object, and what is it, and who's doing the analyzing? So this is the valid cognizer analyzing. So valid cognizer is the mind, and it is analyzing. And the ultimate then refers to the object. And then the valid cognizer, of course, is an object possessor. So it can be either a person or an awareness. So valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate is a mind realizing emptiness. And then this term found, which can also be translated as realized. So for the mind to realize something, it requires an object. And that object was or is the ultimate. So for something to be an ultimate truth, it needs to be an object that is found by a valid cognizer. If it's for something to be an ultimate truth, it needs to be an object found by a valid cognizer. So similar to what we heard this morning, if this valid cognizer is analyzing the horns of a rabbit, it's not going to find the object because it can't find or realize the horns of a rabbit, which are a non-existent. So that was exactly the same as we heard this morning. Then again, so this explanation really follows what we heard this morning, but in the context of concealer truth. So, if this valid cognizer that is analyzing the ultimate and finds an object, that object isn't necessarily emptiness. But for to fulfill the definition of an ultimate truth, it needs to be emptiness. And therefore, we have the second part of the definition. In particular, this becomes a valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate. So, in other words, this object that is found by the valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate, that needs to be emptiness so that it can become a valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate.
Don't you to be Jeva 니요래 동이다 동이 된지 니가래 세상 거 니들 거로 유들 또야 유들 동이 요래 동이 된지 니요 지다 동이 집에 제바 참아기 유들 니요래 니된들 니요래
So let's come to understand this through using an illustration of a inferential valid cognizer realizing emptiness. So we have an inferential valid cognizer. Where is this? We have an inferential valid cognizer, and it's realizing emptiness, but it has two objects. One is emptiness, and one is a mental image. So now we're thinking about here this first part of this definition. We have a valid cognizer. It's analyzing emptiness, or the ultimate, so emptiness, and it finds an object. In fact, it finds two objects, mental image and emptiness.
但你也把人家，但那第二个，但东西有断绝，但东西二个，东西对比结巴，怎么个二点结果啊？二点的话的，对吧？东西的啊，东西对比结巴，怎么的二点的？东西断绝的啊，东西对比结巴，怎么二点的？二个东西对比结巴，怎么个二点差的？So
again, this valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate finds two objects: the mental image as well as emptiness. 等你过来看了 the Yodeni, Dunji Chikde, and Pompeni Chikde.
Dunji, Chik Tongi, Chik Tongi, Dunji, Tongi, Dunji, Tongi to be Tamade, Nidu, Tongi, Horona, Tongi to be Tamade, Nidu, Niga, Nidu, Chari.
Okay, so again, so this valid cognizer analyzing emptiness, or valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate, the same, finds two objects, mental image and emptiness.
Then Nidu in the
他那东西断绝的，东西就被解放前面，他都就被前面捏断拆一段啊。东西，他都就前面生东西就被解放的嘛。东西断绝的，他都就前面捏断了，以内或断那地方买来，苦苦的点买来，是吧？嗯。断那地方买来，苦苦的点买来。断绝的。哦，东西断绝的哦。So the mental, so we have these two objects. So again, we have a valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate, and it finds an object. So where the object is a mental image, of course a mental image is not emptiness. So therefore, the object that has been found is not emptiness. It's a conventionality. So staying with the same illustration, so we have this valid cognizer, which is an inferential valid cognizer, analyzing the ultimate or emptiness, and it finds an object. So we saw there are two objects, either mental image or emptiness. So we're looking at the mental image. So this mental image that is found is of course not an ultimate object, but a conventionality. So therefore, the second part of the definition is not fulfilled in relation to this found object of a mental image. And the second part of the definition is, and with respect to which that valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate, so that mind we're speaking about, becomes a valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate. In other words, it doesn't become, it finds this object that is a mental image, but it doesn't become a valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate with respect to it. Why? Because it's not an ultimate, it's a conventionality. So the second part here isn't fulfilled because we have a valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate, one of its objects, though, is a conventionality. So it finds an object, the first part is fulfilled, but the second part isn't fulfilled because it doesn't become, and that is because the object isn't an ultimate, it is a conventionality.
So
so we have our valid inference or valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate, or analyzing emptiness, and it finds an object, so the mental image or emptiness or and emptiness. So we spoke about the mental image. Now let's talk about emptiness. So the found object now is emptiness. So here we have, to read it again, a valid cognizer analyzing an object which has found an object, namely, where an object has been found, namely emptiness. So here, this object is an ultimate, because it's emptiness. And therefore, the second part of the definition here is fulfilled, because that valid cognizer now becomes a valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate. Why? Because the object is an ultimate, it is emptiness. So when it was the mental image, the first part of the definition was found, because you had this valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate, and it found an object. So the first part is, in other words, the object is in existence, it was found. So the first part is fulfilled with the mental image as well, but the second part isn't, because that object is not an ultimate, but a conventionality. So now when we change the object, and the object now is emptiness, then the first part is fulfilled, and the second part is also fulfilled, because this valid cognizer is now analyzing the ultimate, so it becomes a valid cognizer analyzing the ultimate. So that explanation on the ultimate truth is the same as for conventional truth that we had this morning. I hope now it's clearer than it was from this morning. Okay, that's from my side. Now Genla went on with the text, and he read this last line here in the ultimate truth. The divisions of ultimate truth are similar to those in the context of the proponent of mind only. And so here, recall back in the mind only, they divided emptiness in a number of ways, into 4, into 16, into 18, or into 20. So they had different categories that they divided emptiness into, and the Prasangika do the same. The briefest division of emptiness is into two, the selflessness of persons and the selflessness of phenomena. This division into two, this is for the sharpest faculty students, because the division is just into these two. For those who may be not quite as sharp, then the emptiness can be can be presented into a division of 16. And here with these 16 divisions, the basis of emptiness changes, but the nature is the same. So in other words, emptiness itself doesn't change. It's just being illustrated on 16 different bases or bases. So that is for people, for some people this will be easier to understand emptiness if there are a variety of, I think it's bases of emptiness, as opposed to just the two when it's divided into selflessness of persons and phenomena.
I mean, 탈레 대바 동반이 되는 게마 이제 당가라 잡는 주루시 거래 지난 되는 게 시행도 다보 나온 동반이 세대 간지려고 하시네 미기 옹보디 미기 옹보디 가서 귀귀 뒤바래 귀귀 뒤바 인자 그 남스 뭐라 나 귀귀 뒤바들라 남라고 지난 거 미기 옹보 대바 마주바들라 나온 동반이
래고 Zurück reagieren. Okay. So emptiness, as we've seen here, can be divided up into 16 different ways. And here the nature of emptiness remains the same, but the basis of emptiness changes. So, for example, the first of the 16 is internal emptiness. And so this refers to the sense power. So the sense power, for example, the eye sense power, observing external objects. So this is empty of inherent existence. Then there's the second division is external emptiness. And the third division is outer and inner, or your outer and inner emptiness. And then the list goes on, the 16 in total, emptiness of emptiness, great emptiness, ultimate phenomena, etc. Again, I read all 16. I don't know if you want me to read all 16, but you want them? Okay. Emptiness of emptiness, emptiness of the great, emptiness of the ultimate, emptiness of compounded phenomena, emptiness of uncompounded phenomena, emptiness of what has been passed beyond the extremes, emptiness of what is beginningless and endless, emptiness of that which is not discarded, emptiness by way of its own nature, emptiness of all phenomena, emptiness of individual characteristics, emptiness of non-observed, and emptiness of nature of non-functioning things. So I read it quickly, but if you want the list, Andy emails the slides out, and he can include that. It should look for you.
Yeah, that means you get... Tenegi Tony, that China, Tenegi, Shegi Tobaila, Jamadila, Chicanzo, Shishores.
And if you have the interest to study this presentation into where emptiness is divided into 16, then I'll be happy to teach this in the future.
And then, Nadi Tombay,
So now we come to the fifth outline, so maybe Andy, if you could bring up the next slide. So this is the way of dividing object possessors. Okay, Andy, sorry, not the slide yet. I forgot we do person first. We're not on object possessor. We're not on the awareness, yes. Okay, so we start here with, as with all the other presentations, we first start to look at what Prasangika presents as the illustration of the person.
So what
Prasangika assert as the illustration of the person, and we have this here. The mere eye that is imputed independence on the five aggregates is illustrated to be the illustration of the person. So you may have heard Genla emphasizing this mere in the term mere eye.
So this
mere in the term mere eye, what does this term refute? Why is it so important? So what the mere refutes is that the eye exists truly, or that the eye exists inherently, or that the eye exists as being dependent on, as being established by way of its own defining characteristics. So this term mere refutes that the eye exists in any of those ways.
Ma Rajiva Dijida Honduki ngadi gan chao dan pa ta don zai che ngadi gan du se de pa che ba chi che ba chi ta don zai ne jin ne ta ma la ngadi se sha se nie ne ji ta don zai ne ji nie ne ngadi sha guo la de ne ngadi sha guo la ten ju bi lu la de ne ki ta don zai ne nie ne sha yo ma le suo la zam se ji ge zam de ne ki ta don pa zai ne nie yo ma le che san de ne ta don zai ne nie yo ma ngadi se de pa lu pa pa pung bo la chi pa ta ba zam bi ngadi yo ma do Then he got out and saying that the government would cheer by the 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 cheer by
the The schools that we've looked at, or the tenets we've looked at previous to today, have been the non-prasangika, so the Vaibhashika, the Sautrantika, the Chittamatrans, and the Sautrantikas. So with all of them, they say they have something that they present as an illustration of the self, and they say that is found upon analysis. So the holders of these views, they will investigate what the self is, and they will come to find something. And they will hold the view that whatever they impute as, or whatever they assert to be the illustration of the person, that is something that is inherently existent or truly existent. And furthermore, so that's what the case with the non-prasangikas. They search for the I, they find something. The prasangikas, however, say, no, that's not correct. When you search for the I, actually nothing is found. So this is a key difference. The prasangikas, when they search for an I, they don't find anything. So what is the I then? Then they say it's something that is merely imputed onto the aggregates. And that's what we have here. The mere I that is imputed in dependence on the five aggregates.
ตางาเสียดิพุงโบดิงามาเรคะสนะกาสาเสพุงโบชาไว้เนพุงโบซีอันเนแมวาชาไว้เนกาสาดิยอเรสเนดางันตุลาวาเสียดิงามาเรลาวาเจนอยู่ไว้เนงาดิยอลาวายอมาเรสซีซาเดนพุงโบดิงาเรมินุตางีตาวงโบวงบิเสบดิงาเรเวลเนดิงามาเรคะสนะญีคุยวงโบเสบชะตางาสาเรอินเนงาดิยอรวาซีซาดิยงาเรมินุงาชิมจุชิโกรวาดา なあ、せかさせてかねとしみしごろ。だとせねでね、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あの、あ That ordinary easy number ship of Tamo Tamo is two. The easy number ship of Tamo, the Daddy Gaza, Jesha, Sunuko, two Gaza, the Jebachini, Tanen, Gaza, easy number ship of Tamo, the Digaza, Lagudu, Digaza, Lagudus, Sinendi, Daddy Gaza, Jesha, Luko, House of Cabra Chigoroda, that Cindy Belmas on a chick, Tongin, Daddy Jesha, and Cabra Chigoroda, then you know by Cabra Chigoroda, Dinaja, and you were Horonzuki, Maganga, and Jebachi. And DRM is Marjun or Tonto. Then Tauton, the Egan number of Tramod, or Daddy Gaza, Disha, or to some Digasa, Dagasa, I see number of Gaza, Dirate, is in Korhara to get that, Utumda, Takos, Lomas, and send you down the Dioma, the Horse of Lomas, Gaza said Dirate as my Captain Chishiova.
When Satsun seekers, when they investigate what the eye is, they will look at the aggregates, probably like all the tenants would do. So they investigate the aggregates to see what the eye is. And they'll first, of course, look at the form aggregate. It's the easiest one, looking at the form, and they'll say, well, the eye is not going to be found in any of the body parts or the collection of the body parts, because when a person dies, there is still when someone dies, there is still a person. So the eye cannot be found within the physical aggregates. Then what about the sense consciousnesses? So if we take the aggregates, we've got the physical and we've got the variety of minds. So if we look at the sense consciousness, so the sense consciousnesses, if we say the eye is the sense consciousness, then what happens when we go to sleep? Because then all our sense consciousnesses withdraw, but yet there is still a person. So it's, the I is not to be found in the form aggregate, not in the sense consciousnesses. So what about the mental consciousness? So, or the mental consciousnesses. So here there are a vast variety of mental consciousnesses. And those which are of the coarser type, is the person to be found within those? Well, here, when someone attains a true cessation, when someone attains a true cessation, all these coarse mental consciousnesses, they are eliminated, but yet the person or the I is still there. So the I cannot be found within the coarser mental consciousness, but they're still holding to there has to be an I. So then they search further and they'll find in the subtlest mental consciousness, and they'll say, the subtlest mental consciousness, this is where the I is to be found. And the way that they would come to this decision maybe can be likened to a scientist who's analyzing something and comes to a conclusion and finds something. So in the same way, the Svatantikas will come to the conclusion that, yes, I have found the I. It exists within the mental, the subtlest mental consciousness. Or put it, sorry, not within. The subtlest mental consciousness is the I.
Andi, tharangji bhegi di niki ta ngadi di resha san jeba xie yong tu, ta ngadi pa taktun pa zee che pa zee ne, andi jik nye wala, nye wala, ta iki namba shiba chamo di resha san di su nye wala. Chasan di niki nye ne, ngadi chawai na, tenju bhe gali gora san, o di dianpa dhubha saa chagi resu, di rashin dhubha saa chagi resu, di yong ma resu. Chasan di niki kyora iki namba shiba chamo di ngadi lagu duwa san, ta di la jeba che ta san yang jia.이 넘버셔 참모들의 기지 당보 2번 숨바 여러 와스 근데 기지 당보대 이 넘버셔 참모 기지 당보디 나리베스 나 이나 기지 당보대 가사네 아니 기지 당보디 가사는 매와 차르 근데 가사 여러 와스 근데 기지 2번디 나 이나 기지 2번디 마제 공라 아니 나 여러 와스 기지 기지 당보에 내가서 이 넘버셔 기지 당보에 참모 기지 당보에 내가서 가사 여러 와스 내 기지 2번디 여러 와스 이니 기 여러 와스 제가 이 넘버십바 기지 참모 기지 니버디 나레미도아스 가스니 코마지 가라는 가요레 가사요레 이나 디키기레스 지난 기지 당보디 가레라기나 기지 당보디 가사베네 가사요레스 기지 당보디 가사데 지난 이 넘버십바 참모디 결혼 가레세디 고 제바 제나 기지 당보디레베 니바레베 숨바레베 두 제바 제바이나 아니 니에미도아 지난 결혼 차에 따다 차기 말레스 두 제바는 두 가슴지는 가데
The Prasangikas will say to the Svatantikas, if what you're saying is correct, that the subtlest mental consciousness is the person, is the illustration of the person, then you're asserting a person that is truly existent, as inherently existent. So this cannot be, this is a mistake. You need to investigate further, and they will encourage the Svatantika to investigate further. And to do this, they'll encourage the Svatantika to find where within the subtlest mental consciousness the person is. So is the person within the first moment of the subtlest mental consciousness? Then what happens when there's a second moment of the subtlest mental consciousness? Did the person from the first moment die and there's suddenly a new person? No, of course not. So they encourage the Svatantika to investigate further into into the subtlest mental consciousness by pointing out to them that this, if they're asserting the subtlest mental consciousness is the illustration of the person, it would have to be truly existent, which they don't accept. And then they encourage them further by saying, look at each of the individual moments and see if you can actually find this person that you're saying is there. Then eventually they will come to the understanding that there is no such inherently existent person.
Rangiba, Rangibi Gasa said, Tenshi number shiva chamo de shahudu, Jeba Jeje, Tamala Tenshi number shiva chamo shahudu laruwa. 결혼 나신 납타 나신 샤바 나신 신데네 샤바이나 나 세디 긴 가라야 규단 긴 라마디오 바 나지 차고레스 제자들 나 라신 두바라 그레스 데네 나 라신 두바디 요마 제바치나 나디니에 요마 제가 나 만녀바 동산 차야디 이 동 동바디 데네 동이 가사 다메세 디레스 올다
그나 얀테디 타마 아케나 데네 디 die temperatuur mare, dan die temperatuur van mannen, dan die rangsingetuur van mannen, dan die rangsingetuur
van mannen. Rangsingetuur van mannen. Rangsingetuur van mannen, temperatuur van mannen. Dus dan, na die boel, zeba, 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 Kansa tempa me pase, tongi de res.
So the Svatan Thikul being encouraged to investigate in subtler and subtler detail to try and find this person that they say exists, and it will be put to them that if you have this person which is truly existent, such a person would not be dependent on causes, at causes and conditions, because the person would be truly existent. And that, of course, cannot be the case. The person is not dependent on causes and conditions. So again, by encouraging them in this way, the Svatan Thikul will investigate further and further, and eventually they will come to the conclusion that this I cannot be found within the subtlest mental consciousness, and therefore there is no I to be found. So then they come to the understanding of mere emptiness, or you could say they have found mere emptiness. And so here they have come to an understanding of the person being empty of true existence.
Ah, that is. 텐지르고 그런 게 두모 많이 봐. 예. 단자디 그냥 대한 작업을 해.
So this is also a difficult view of the Prasangika, a difficult view to understand, and it's a unique view to the Prasangika, this illustration of the person.
네, 님마 지게 옌즈 송샤바디 암초 고아시 안디게 디레스틱 시그마도 소소기 되네 제바체제 녜바녜 체메 녜바녜네 하원에 시고 말에 땡인데 답다로 있다 인주 마 손셔기 되네 시 라기레 사지 인주 마지 그 렌지 하러
오시 So this is a difficult thing to understand and to meditate on, and I've received teachings on this from my teacher, and I have a map of how it works in my mind, but the realization, no, this is really a little bit subtle and a little bit difficult. So this Svatan Thikul Yogi who's meditating and not finding the eye, they may well get a bit concerned and say to the Prasangika, so then what are you saying, what is the I? What is the illustration of the person then? And then we the Prasangika will reply with what we have here. The I is merely imputed in dependence on the five aggregates. What they're saying here is that the mere I is imputed in dependence on the five aggregates. So sometimes the mere I is imputed on the form aggregate, sometimes on the feeling aggregate, sometimes on the discrimination aggregate, etc. So the I is imputed on any of these aggregates.
Also, that midi also, which I'm sure to midi chamber to Siada. अने मिडि रिंबुदु स्यादा अने मिडि अनचिगे निजुदु स्यादा निजिदे को सुयु हुमुल दैगुवा दका को सुबुदि रिंबु येवादा मि रिंबुदु सैगुवा तां जिना तां सुबुगी तं चिगे इब्दा दि निजुरो जेना मिडि निजुदु लगुवा दि मिडि निजुदु ल दिने ता जों तो
For example, when the mere eye is imputed onto the form aggregate, this would be when we're saying, oh, that person's very tall, that person's very beautiful, so something like that, and that is where we're imputing an eye onto a form aggregate.
Prasenkita again
would encourage us, so when we're imputing something onto a form aggregate, to then look for that. So for example, if we say someone is very beautiful, so look for that beauty, because we're saying that person is very beautiful, so look for the beauty. That where does the beauty exist? Is it in the face? Is it in the eyes? Etc. And look for that beauty, and try and find that actual beauty that we're saying is in that person. And this is then something that we actually cannot find.
The
person, of course, is something that is dependent on many causes and conditions. So, for example, there are many parts to the body, and so if we're talking about this form aggregate, so there are many parts to the body, and then that's one part, then the second part is the mind imputes onto that. So when we have these coming together, all the various parts, then we need the mind to impute on that. And when you have that collection, then you can call it a person. So
the
Svatantikas would then ask a question to the Prasangikas. So they're saying, in your presentation, you're saying that there's nothing that exists from the side of the person, and then there's this imputation onto the, for example, the form aggregate, and you're imputing person onto that. But there's nothing that exists from the side of the person. In our view, we hold that the person does exist inherently, and then we impute onto that. So this difference is not about imputation. We both talk about imputation, but that whether the person exists inherently or not. And you, Prasangikas, you say the person doesn't exist inherently. So then we look there in the distance and there's a pile of rocks. Now, why can't we just impute person onto those piles of rocks? And if we say that rock over there is a person, just because I impute on it, does that object then become a person?
ランジビルが、ランジビルが、天気ブルパー、ジュン、タングルだ、ベネ、マンド、テネゲ、サルブラ、マルタファチューナ、タファチュー、ミジ、チューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチューチ
Svatantikas would continue to make their points and they'd say, so let's use this famous illustration. Someone sees a coiled rope but imputes a snake on it, and they believe there's a snake, and fear arises within them because they believe they're seeing a snake because they've imputed a snake on it. So you Prasangikas, you are saying that by calling this coiled rope a snake, it becomes a snake.
Then you begin the laying carriage and delayam. Or that go you dealer, some tawa, some eating a chaggy gansa chai or mares, then tawa dealer could do this and tawa red, tawa the duchang mares, can I shave on the embarrass? Lepa tawa, some ye do chai or mares. Lepa tawa, some ye de, my delay, and Maggie gansa get jawaji orders. Gansa made the tasa shidigi, gansa jawaji orders.
普拉斯基克斯 then reply, actually we agree with part of what you're saying, because if we impute snake onto a coiled rope, it definitely doesn't become a snake, and if we impute person onto some rocks, then those rocks don't become a person. So there we're in agreement with you. So this process of mere imputation, this just by merely imputing something, it doesn't become the object you impute it to be. So there is one more additional step, the Prasangikas then tell the Svatantikas. So this additional step is that the object that is imputed as something, it needs to perform the function of that object. So in other words, if person is merely imputed onto something, then that something, that object, needs to perform the function of a person for it to be a person. So there are these two elements, the mere imputation, as well as the object needs to fulfill the function of that object. So this person who sees a snake, I guess maybe they're having a really bad day and they don't see one, they actually see two snakes. And so those two snakes, one is actually a snake and the one is the coiled rope. But they impute snake onto both, so now they have double fear arising inside of them. So both objects have snake imputed upon them. And one performs the function of a snake and is therefore correct to call a snake. The other, this coiled rope, snake is imputed on it, but it doesn't fulfill the second criteria of performing the function. So therefore, it is not a snake despite being imputed as snake.
And then he down to do Sine Shimjura Jacate, Mahajina, Nisu de Mahashia, you think I would check with what Shimjura Gade, Jebatina, Nisu de Mahashia.
If we utilize this way of thinking and investigate, we'll come to see that this is very relevant.
Danzo Nanjulia, Donaje, to Julo John, Jay, and do Gansa, ကိုတည်းရဲ့ခါစားတယ်ပဲလာခွားခါစားတယ်ပဲကိုတည်းရဲ့ခါစားတယ်ပဲကြည့်ပါကြည့်လို့သမ္နာလာအဒီခါစားမာရဲအဲ့ဒါခါစားဒီလီရှန်တာကျော်စံပြီးကတည်းကြည့်လျော်လို့ပါတယ်ပင်တာချွေကြီးနေတာဒီနေ့ကြီးလောက်ကျော်တဲ့ဒေါနာမေတင်ဒီနေ့ကြီးကျင်းနေအောင်သူကြီးရှင်ကျူကျဲမညောင်းကကျော်လို့ခါစားလဲခါစားဆရာတယ်ကျော်လာခွားတယ်လာခွားတယ်ကျော်လို့ရဲ့လည်းနဲ့ခလာကျော်လို့ဆယ်ညံပါတယ်ပဲကျော်လိုက်
So all of us here, we are of course people with interest in the Buddha Dhamma. So what we're hearing here is something for us to apply ourselves and utilize to investigate the person. However, if we take this way of thinking and we share it outside, with especially with people who don't have any interest in the Buddha Dhamma and who never think about think in this way, they're going to be a little surprised about what we say. If we say to a friend, "Oh, so you say you're a person. So where is this person within you? Is your hand your person?" They'll look at you a bit strange. Is your head your person? So your head is not you? And if you were to talk to people like this, they would end up thinking you quite crazy. However, this way of thinking for us, those who have an interest in the Buddha Dhamma, this is really important and something to think about a lot and apply in many different situations. So we come now to the next bit here, and there are two types of awareness, so valid and non-valid cognizers. And as we've seen before, the valid cognizers are divided into direct and inferential valid cognizers. So as we saw last night when we were looking at objects, and we divided this perceptible object and manifest object. So we spoke about that last night, and so the word for perceptible object is actually direct cognizer. So we saw last night that the Prasangika have this unique view that a direct cognizer can be either a consciousness or an object. And of course, everything we had heard up to that point, so the view of all other Buddhist tenets, is that a direct cognizer is only a consciousness. So we saw last night this unique view of Prasangika. Now we come here and we have direct cognizers. And so here the direct cognizers are referring to object possessors. So when in the context, to put it more clearly, of direct valid cognizers, here valid direct cognizers are always consciousnesses. So here when you're talking about direct valid cognizers, so as we've seen before, so valid cognizers divided into two, direct valid cognizer and inferential valid cognizer. So a way that we can think about this is any kind of valid cognizer that is not inferential is going to be a direct valid cognizer. So what we were talking about last night is in terms of this direct cognizer that can be an object, so we have it translated as perceptible object, that is quite different from what we're talking about now, which is again a direct cognizer, but it's referring to consciousness. So it's the same word, but the meaning is different. So of course for us it's a different word, but it's okay. In English we have different words. So the first line we have here is self-knowing direct perceivers are not asserted. So therefore we see on the chart there that direct valid cognizers are divided into three, sense, mental and yogic, because self-knowers are not accepted by Prasangika. Then the sense direct valid cognizers, there are five of those. It's the same division that we heard from the Satyantika, the Chittamachans and the Satyantika, where you have an eye sense an eye sense direct valid cognizer, ear sense direct valid cognizer, nose sense valid cognizer, etc. So the same five as we heard before. And then mental consciousness, so a mental direct valid cognizer, this is something that arises in dependence on a mental sense power. Yogic direct valid cognizer. So this this arises independence on its own unique empowering condition, that being the union of calm abiding and special insight. And furthermore, it is a non-conceptual consciousness.
That Ludela Tinji be Ranrik said the killing your mother. Ranrik said the Yuan killing your mother's order.
So again, Prasangika do not accept self knowers.
Zada Ranrik Mosum Dela, Mosum Yetema Dela, Sumato your mother.
And therefore, there are only three direct valid cognizers.
Adire Nadine Carriore Sena Dela Dingulda. Mosum is a mother, young go to a chigger, a kissing girl, and a topala kissing Jerama, because Dodi Umava Manche, Mosum de la Topa Mango Gurila, Tinjula Topa, that was in the Topa Nigayore, then another Mosum is a mala, Topa Yingen, Mosum Semajigda, Topa Mango, Mosum Semani Ure, Tinjula, Topa Yingen,
Topa than Topa,
Topa Yingen, Mosum Semaje, Topa Mangan.
So direct valid cognizers can be divided into two, either conceptual direct valid cognizers or direct valid cognizers that are not conceptual.
So here
we come to another unique view of the Prasangika. So we have this just a little bit down. So illustrations of conceptual direct valid cognizers. So here, an inferential valid cognizer, the second moment of that for Prasangika and Prasangika alone is still a direct valid cognizer. It is not a subsequent cognizer. So it's conceptual and it's a direct valid cognizer. So this is unique to Prasangika. So again, what we were speaking about a few moments ago, this direct cognizer for Prasangika, it doesn't have to be a consciousness. So this, again, just to reiterate, for the non-Prasangika, a direct cognizer can only be a consciousness. For Prasangika, not necessarily. It can be an object as well. So whatever we see, we look around or we hear, this is this can be called a direct cognizer.
So the
direct valid cognizers, then these are all direct valid cognizers. So when it has this term valid there, so then this is referring just to consciousnesses. So we'll stop here today. Next time we'll start from where we are now. So we'll actually start again with the presentation on direct and inferential valid cognizers.
나가서 대령기 랍제디기 가르 뛰는구도 세나 나가서 가사 세야다 나 도시네 가사기 직시 가사지 간이 도시데 또 가사 세야디 유단기 신행질 파 뛰네 파르 따바 담마도 안 랑궁외네 두바지 매바레 매바레스 다면 매바장 내가 두 제바체 당한주기 삼나라 가르스 가자 나 세베 가자 랑문이 두바 진제 니요모 니 진제 되는 요모 제 되는 진레 다마라서 되는 코발에 깨발에 두마녀 주차가 될 들리고와 다 되는 두 삼다데 나 세두 제바체는 되는 나 세두 제나 제바체어도 나 세야지 되는 가라 쪼바 랑문이 두바 민두 섬녀어도 하고여도 던담바 제지 군도 된바도 던담바 생이기나 던담바도 하고 두고래 that the nigga chebaji do don't number the chebaji or go to war. The name are chebaji gazi, cheba ships are drovene, that the nigi, the loaded to Nuba Church, or do, then you want jaggy, loaded to the Nuba Church, or do war. The name drawanza, you want jaggy, you want the jagazi, Nuba Chun drovene, Manzo, Lang Ambassadi, noon you to war. Lang Ambassadi, noon drovene, Jevachima, Nedua, Yoyagi. And control the Chigmonacher that is the nigger yamlin chair thing on the go up here that on the Julia go up red in church egg that lega dene sarse that you need lega me about church or go up dene by inna said do sit at the cover she would have done in that one to get that dene shot on show so suki do you ready dene or the kang yong kang yong to say the to say enjoy a mato and the mashi bado that chavan sawa in that that dene ba church egg lega mato me said it Right,
today we spoke quite a lot about the person. We've been looking at the presentation on objects and object possessors. So we looked a lot here at the person. We saw that the person is the dependent arising. It's dependent on causes and conditions and the like. And in addition, the person is merely imputed. So this we've heard today. However, the way that we experience the person is that the person is truly existent. And it's through the experiencing the person as being truly existent and believing this appearance that the person is truly existent, that from this wrong view we engage in, we generate further afflictive minds, and from these other afflictive minds we then engage in harmful activities and we accumulate negative karma. And it's this that keeps us bound and trapped in this position we find ourselves in samsara, or problem after problem. And this is because we take this appearance of the self, that this appearance of true existence, we believe it, and then we act, we generate other afflictive minds and act under their influence. So today we heard about how the person doesn't exist in the way that it appears. And we should take this information now and investigate. We look for how the self appears to us, and we investigate and to see if it exists in the way that it appears. And then, as we come to see that it appears in a certain way, but it can't be found, so therefore it doesn't exist in that way, we now start to approach the understanding of the ultimate truth, or the understanding of emptiness. And this understanding is something, of course, we need to cultivate and not just meditate on occasionally, but try and do regularly. Because as this understanding of ultimate truth grows in our mind, its contrary minds will naturally weaken, the afflictive minds. So as this virtuous mind in accordance with reality strengthens and grows, these minds that are not in accordance with reality are proportionately going to weaken. And as these afflictive minds weaken, the negativities that we accumulate, they too will be reduced and weakened. And therefore, in our future lives, we'll encounter less problems, we will have less suffering. In addition to thinking in this way and to cultivating this understanding, we need to also accumulate merit, the accumulation of virtue. And this virtue is there to power and to back up the meditation, to make this meditation even more effective. So we need to alternate these two acts of accumulation of merit as well as contemplating emptiness. Then the third part to this would be to make requesting prayers for inspiration and to be able to overcome our obstacles and the like. So we have these three parts, the cultivation of the meditative cultivation, the accumulation of virtue, and prayers. Then in addition to meditating on emptiness, we should also meditate on love and compassion and the like. And generate, and in this meditation on love and compassion, to generate the strong wish to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. Because it's only as a Buddha that we are able to benefit beings in accordance with their own individual dispositions and aspirations. And to attain Buddhahood, we need both of these minds. We need this wisdom realizing emptiness, and we need to cultivate bodhicitta. So we should try and cultivate these two minds. And so understanding this need for emptiness, although it's difficult to think about it, we should try and cultivate this further and further and look for the self, look for the I, and investigate it further. Now, all of us here, we have a very rare opportunity to engage in Dharma practice. We have been able to meet the Dharma. We have also the imprints that have ripened in us having an interest in the Dharma. However, our everyday life is busy. We have many responsibilities, many things to do. And we constantly have this conflict of wanting to postpone our meditation or our virtuous activities and the like, because we have many activities that we need to do and we prioritize them. But my request is that we try and prioritize our Dharma practice as well, and do that in conjunction with the worldly activities or the ordinary activities that we need to do. Because we have this opportunity, and if we postpone it and keep postponing it, then death is going to come. And this uncertainty of the time of death means it is almost certainly going to come a lot sooner than we hope for. So therefore we should utilize what remains of our life to cultivate these understandings that we've got today, this understanding of emptiness, as well as the minds of love and compassion, and to do this as much as possible. So next time we'll continue with the presentation on direct valid cognizance. Gato.
Two queries. When we say the basis of imputation has to have the capacity to perform the function of the imputed object, isn't that dangerously close to a certain existence by own character?
So when we say that that the basis of imputation needs to be able to perform the function, isn't this very close to accepting establishment by way of its own defining characteristics? Then Karensana di drupsi de, so jawa jekyona, and indeed rangsin ki chopa chawani apo yareng esam kido
he that ko chimi ji ta de de dan de ta pe gi di chawa che ores la de ta rangsin duba da nyeo yore se di nyeo yong asyo ma ha ta se shi dian ku jian ji de dian ni duba cha de ro wa jian ji de dian ni duba cha de ro wa san jian ji de dian ni duba ji la ta se lue pa ta ng de rangsin duba nyeo wa cha ya ga当然，在让具备些的，他的嘞，可我们可能为呢，就是各主把的，怕了大过大过来，那个就让心就提干净了，不要大过来，是个了吧？在天具备的那个嘛了吧？这可是起了，是主开要把这个怕了大了，对，你叫我结果来的，你啊，这鱼塘经济错呢，你这用过来是个吧的？鱼给叫结果了，鱼塘经济叫忙不做就叫结果了嘛都。
Thank you, Piki Kula De Koso. Thank you, Piki Kula De Dagran Sundan.
Rangi Vigala was in Daddy, called Shid Dasa di Ranguin to Vasco, yes, Ranguin to Vasco, like or rather, Ranguin to Madubna, called Pata Vatami, the Chagmar.
So yes, it is possible that one could see it in this way, and this is how this is similar to how the Svatantika see it, that they see the object as being established from its own side. But Prasangika say or add something to this, they say the object is not established from its own side because it is dependent on causes and conditions. And for example, the snake, the only reason that the snake can perform the activities of a snake is because it's a dependent arising. One requires many different causes and conditions to come together for the basis of imputation to act as a snake, to perform the function of a snake. And so therefore, it is a dependent arising and not established by way of its own defining characteristics. Okay?
The second one, two cessations in the second division of the three.
Yeah.
And I've always assumed two cessations to be an emptiness of the mind of an IOP,
that
the obstacle would be abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
But
The true cessation in the mind of an Arya being is?
An emptiness of the obscuration.
Okay, yes.
But if it's an ultimate truth in this definition, it has to be an emptiness of inherent existence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand.
So.
Okay. Dene. Dene kung kokdenki kola drio yere. Yeah, kufin ngatso. Dempadrupa yena jena, dene kunsu kokden dang dempadrupa dunsi kere lapso. Dene. Dene kokden karere, mama nge di kosong, o nge di samkidu, dene. Pakpa kong semla pangcha ki tumpa pangcha ki tumpa ni de semla trupne dini di kokdene re yini kunda shung nang lola dini di tumpa ni re se kere
dadi dire menima rangiwa manzili shee ki kokdene se yasi yorwa di nyumma pa pangbi pangba pangbi ki cha pangcha pangbi cha chi yore
Tapa chior, dilu cocktail, yes, you were. Tenjubi cocktail said, Ming cocktail, Sibare, the Lapta, Donda Kasa. The Bajangi said, Casa, Kissing, Yomoba Chazan Bambi, Bang, Yomoba Bambi, Bambasili, this, the cocktail, yes. Chazan Yomoba Bambi, Bancha, the Bambi Chachior, yes. Yomoba, and Javi, Chachior, the cocktail, Manima, the Tony Maris, Casa, Ranjuba, Hondu, the Tony Maris, you were. Then Tenjubi cocktail said,
Then,
So the, what you said there is correct, but it's correct to the lower presentations, but not the Prasangika, because the Prasangika say true cessation is an ultimate truth, it's emptiness. So here, in the Prasangika presentation, when one is an Arya being and is abandoning the objects of abandonment, then one does this through a path which in its nature is empty. And so when one attains the path of liberation or the path of release, when one attains that, that is emptiness according to Prasangika. Yes. It's a realization of emptiness in their mind. So this path of liberation, path of release, the path of liberation, this is a realization of emptiness. And this is what abandons the obscuration of abandonment, the object of abandonment.
So that is a true cessation.
Mm. So because a true cessation is emptiness.
Of inherent existence. The
brief answer is yes. The brief answer is yes. Because what you have is this, the object to be abandoned is true existence. So that appears, and that is now being abandoned through the realization of emptiness. So it is emptiness, the emptiness of true existence, because the true existence is the object of abandonment. So our mind is empty of true existence, but this is not a true cessation, because a true cessation is the abandonment of an object of abandonment. So that, or the ceasing of an object of abandonment. So when that is present in the mind, then that is a realization of emptiness. But our mind being empty of inherent existence, this isn't a realization of emptiness.
ね、なんと極点勢で同意で、同意この極点までだから。なんか極点勢この極点小山だ。同意なりで極点ラウンドだ。妙門ばばんね、ばんびき、てにけかびき、にゃかき同意てら、ばちまんなんじょらんでかしゃびき。だね、君に興味ばちび。だてにけ、ラムディ、てんばまとば同意てら、極点すみたいこ、てら極点す。これ極点からかばですね。
So true cessation is necessarily an ultimate truth, or we could say true cessation is necessarily emptiness. But emptiness isn't necessarily a true cessation. Okay. So again, what is a true cessation? It's when this object of abandonment has been eliminated through the application of the antidote, the direct realization of emptiness. And so that realization of emptiness is a true cessation, not necessarily another realization of emptiness. So that then becomes a true cessation. And it's true because now there's no appearance of true existence. And it's cessation because that appearance has ceased.
で、ね、地方で、やごらしゃ、さん、やごらしゃ。でね、なんで、どんいら、でんばれごろ、でんば。でんばれごろは。で、ね、くんず、でん、かた、くんずびちゅうで、じんばれごろは。しゃ、どんいら、でんばれごろ。しゃ、でんばちゃさんの、ごくてんちゃやまんだ。どんいまんごちゃさん、ごくてんちゃ。だ、ごくてんせで、どんいら、ごくてんらよで、こ、どんいごろ、でんばれで、ごくてんらで、かるごわやすん。みょんまんばかん、
Parsimon, Genesis, your way of thinking is very good, and it's good to understand this point well. So generally we say emptiness is true and concealed truths are false. Emptiness we say is true and concealed truths are false. So when one has a realization of emptiness that is a true cessation, it means that this object of abandonment has then been abandoned, and now only emptiness is appearing in the mind. And so then the meaning of this word true cessation is, on one hand, there is now a cessation of this object of abandonment, and or a complete cessation. And it's true because emptiness is true. So that's why it's called true. Because emptiness is true and concealed truths are false. And it's a cessation because the object of abandonment has been completely ceased, it's been eliminated.
Nice.
Then we're done for today. Thank you very much.